On the show today, we have Baylor Healthcare System Credit Union's very own Andy Reid sharing some inspiring stories on how they help their members through the whole pandemic, how they help them with delinquencies, loan extensions, even becoming certified financial counselors themselves. Just really, really great stories here from Andy, so check it out. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Andy Reid from Baylor Healthcare System Credit Union. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Everything A-okay in the Lone Star State these days?
It is. It's August, and it's
hot.
Blazing hot outside, and not a drop of wind in sight. So.
Oh, I remember those days when I lived there. Yeah, those were special times for sure, when the AC was your best friend.
Yes. Yes.
Good time.
And the electric bill is $300 a
yeah,
month.
Yeah, you get that, but it's worth it getting out of that sun for a little bit. But anyway, but yeah, great place, great part of the country. Absolutely love it there. So, hey, let's talk about something really cool as well. The Mortgage Hero Project. And
yeah.
You guys have been doing some really cool things at your credit union, as credit unions all over the nation have been doing these past few months. So, but you guys are right there in the mix. So give us my first question here is, what is your credit union doing, approaching these delicate times with, you know, with your members and assist them through these times? Because sometimes it's, you got to handle these, some situations real delicately, and you guys are doing that quite well, actually. So can you give us kind of a lay of the land here? What's going on?
Yeah. So I don't know that we did anything majorly different than any credit union did, or in our product and service offering and how we responded, but how we went about it, I think, was where the difference was at, Mike. And so when we sat down and evaluated the potential effect that COVID would have on our business, a lot of people would assume we serve a medical community, right?
Right.
Healthcare workers.
Right.
And so a lot of people would assume that was not going to be hit. I mean, people are getting sick, so we're going to need healthcare workers. And in truth, that wasn't really an accurate assumption, because voluntary elective surgeries went away. Doctor's offices closed. A lot of people found themselves out of work. And so I collaborate with my colleagues here in the area, both on the Dallas side of the county line and the Fort Worth, Tarrant County side of the line. And so as we all kind of talked through what we were doing, I know a lot of people decided to bump everybody's payment because the number of requests they got exceeded their ability to service them. But we really wanted to take an approach that would allow us to help the people who needed help, not, kill flies with sledgehammers, if you will, by giving people help who didn't really need it. And so we decided to not necessarily go out and promote that we would do loan deferrals and that we have these emergency loans available. Rather, we digitally marketed to our members that assistance was available if you had been financially impacted. And that was really the tone of the message. And the theme of the message was, we're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that resulted in people reaching out to us directly, right? And so we were then able to say, okay, how have you been impacted? Tell us a little more about your story. And then we were able to say, okay, well, we can defer your loans for a month, or we can defer your loans for 2 months, or we can offer you this emergency assistance loan, or we can do whatever you need us to do. And so we didn't, waste our valuable resources with folks that didn't need the help, and we helped the people that did. And that allowed us to stay close to our strategies and continue to move forward with our strategic plans where those plans still made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those was to focus on delinquencies. And so we actually drove delinquencies down, which I think we'll talk a little bit about later probably. But in the end, we ended up deferring about $2.8 million in balances, the average deferrals running about 45 days and about 46%. Have started to repay, have entered into repayment. And so we just really had that opportunity to be in front of it and use it as a tool to build a relationship, as opposed to force a member through a process or automatically do something to their loan, they had to engage with us.
Right.
And so I think it was a win. It was a win on all levels. The credit union got to use its resources where it was most valued. The members got served, and the team didn't get overwhelmed with the work. Almost. It was a little bit of work, but.
Well, it's well worth it, I'm sure. So. Yeah.
And then on the backside, we proactively started reaching out to people. So some people are just hesitant. They won't reach out. And we knew that as well. And so we used to put our loan delinquency report used to run weekly. We started running it daily, and we would catch people on day one and we would start calling them. And we recently implemented a texting product. And so we would text them and people would say, yes, I need help. And that was how we would phrase it. We would text them and say, hey, we noticed you missed your payment yesterday. If you need assistance, if you have issues because of the pandemic, please reach out to us. Here's how you do that. And we set up an email queue. And so, you know, we hear from members that it worked well for them. They got the best of a really streamlined process, and they got to interact with us and keep a relationship with us as well. So
very cool. Yeah. Cause I mean, I heard throughout the whole time, I mean, we're still in it, but you know, when April and May and all the really, really hard months, I heard a lot of people saying from credit unions, they're saying, hey, you know what, if we're here for our members now in this difficult time, they're going to be there for us, you know, 6 months, a year down the road. So they're going to remember this, what we did for them. So it's really going to pay off in many, many ways. And I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I think the most important one is loyalty and trust. So
yeah,
it sounds like what you guys are experiencing, or what you experienced, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, I can't begin to recount the number of folks who wrote back when we would say, hey, we've issued a loan deferral for you, or you can apply for this loan if you need it, and went, oh my God, thank you. I'm literally at my last $50, or I didn't know what I was going to do. And so, you know, we put the money on Main Street quick, and we helped people hold on to the money that they had by deferring payments, but doing it in a way that allowed us to build relationships with them. So
yeah, really how cool. Inspiring is that? That's so inspiring when you hear stories like that, and the people are so thankful that, you know what, gosh, I bought myself 60 days, you know, and I can get my feet on the ground and get going again. So, I mean, and it's all because of the credit union, because you guys stood up for them, you know, and you're there for them. So it's just really inspiring. It gives you goosebumps. My gosh. It's really
cool. The staff really killed it, and they carried the program off really, really well. And so our lobbies are closed, like a lot of credit unions. And so, you know, they had to do this remotely. And so we were kind of faced with, how do we put people through a process that's efficient, still not lose the relationship touch that we want to have with them, especially at a time like right now. And how do we do that with our lobby closed? Right. And so, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of how they've handled it, and, the relationships that they've built and strengthened and deepened with the members. So I think it's put us in a good place.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. You positioned yourself quite well. Not only is just, you know, kind of this beacon on the hill, but, you know, just a trusted resource. I mean, who could ask for more than that? So
that's right. It's really cool.
Really cool. Cool.